With you, Tawfiq, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here together for another wonderful day, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to help us make the most of today. So نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير. What a happy feeling to see you, mashallah, all here so happy, healthy and excited, alhamdulillah. And a very very warm assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you. By now you know what is the meaning of this greeting. It means may Allah's peace be on you. So time to check if you are sitting in a very peaceful position. Okay, so I hope you have given a hug to mom and dad. You have told everybody around that this is my very special class. I need to be very focused. Alhamdulillah, I need to show my teacher my preparation, my colors, my crayons, my notebooks. So, and I'm sitting very peacefully. Alhamdulillah. I am going to say that for myself, I have put anything and everything away. This is just my very, very special time with all of you, right? The second is Rahmatullah, Allah's mercy, right? Alhamdulillah, I am doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. Jazakallah khair wa asala jaza. And Allah's mercy, isn't it a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are all together here? Alhamdulillah. Go ahead and type one if you feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give yourself a big hug and say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Right? Alhamdulillah. And the last part was barakatuhu. That is his blessing. So alhamdulillah. Anything and everything that we have is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's reflect on this word, barakatuhu. Today, when you are thinking of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you consider as your blessings? So go ahead and type, what do you think is a blessing that comes to your mind today? And yes, mashallah, like a health. Amazing. It's amazing. I'm also very thankful for the health because one of my daughter was not feeling well. And, you know, I was talking to her that isn't it amazing that every day when we are healthy, we are able to walk around, we are able to do things. It's a huge blessing, right? So yesterday, all of a sudden, in a split second, she just fainted. And I was like, wow, you know, in 1 second, the one breath that we have is such an incredible thing. Mashallah, parents, life, shelter, Hasbi Allah Shameem, lot of du'as for you. Hasalullah al-Azim, Rabbal Arshal Azim, Ayyashkiyak. I hope you feel better. And I hope sitting with us will make you feel better also. Okay? When we busy ourselves with something amazing, then it makes us better. Jazakallah khair, Hadia, family and friends. Absolutely. We are so thankful for our family and friends. And I hope you have some special plans with your family and friends to welcome Ramadan this year. Life and clothes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful, beautiful, mashallah, everybody. Yeah, exactly. Very good, Asher. If you're not well, you don't have to fast. That is so true. Allah is so merciful. So, so very merciful. So, alhamdulillah for all these blessings. So, you can all reply to my greeting. I'm going to say one more time and I can hear you give the reply to this greeting, inshallah. And what is that? I'm going to say one more time consciously again to you. And that is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. What would be your reply? We are so excited when we hear our friends, mashallah, and it's so incredible. You all have so much energy and I love it, mashallah. So go ahead, no other answers other than just if you already typed, even then go ahead, just type one more time your labbaik with your full name. Okay, and last minute, if anybody has to grab anything, you can open up your screen, your camera, you can show me if you have taken any beautiful notes. Is there anything that is on your mind you want to show? You can definitely show it. That is beautiful. Okay, like a brand new page ready, your pen and notebook ready, mashallah, sharp mind ready to make the most of today. Okay, so let's see. I hope everybody's done writing their, typing their labbaik and resetting their intentions. That's why we are here, right? So when we say labbaik, I am here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am here only and only for your sake and to please you. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Burhani wanted to show me something. You can show me if you want to. Okay. All right. And even if we say everything in the world, we can't count the blessings of Allah because there's so many. Hadia, that is so correct. SubhanAllah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And which blessings of the Lord you will deny, right? So, and the ability to be able to list down even some blessings of Allah is also a blessing of Allah. Think about it. There are so many people not doing the right thing still outside there. Still, even after seeing so many signs, they're still engaged in certain other things. You guys are very smart. Can you type some things, or you want to raise your hand and tell about some things kids are still doing, or you know that people are still doing, even though they are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like it, but they still keep on doing it. So go ahead, Shamim. Mustafa?
Smoking.
Smoking, okay. Did you see somebody smoking?
Yes, we are usually always seeing people smoking whenever we go out.
Oh, okay. So if anybody is sharing here, only say those things that you have seen with your own eyes in the last 24 hours, okay? So anything that you have seen and you are like, oh, people are still doing that, you know? So, and then what I want you to do is realize how important you have become and how important it is for you to reach out and educate, right? We do not hate, we educate. Okay, Awaz?
Swearing.
Swearing, that's true, right? Some of the swears, they are not right things to do. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. And Shamim, I'm trying to unmute your mic, but I think you need to do it from your own end. So if your hand is raised to talk, then please unmute your side and you can talk, Shamim. Otherwise, I'll lower your hand, and if you need to talk again, then bring it up again, okay? So, Ashir? Yes, Ashton?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Alhamdulillah. Stealing?
Stealing. Did you see it in the last 24 hours?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it, but lying.
Okay, that's what I was worrying about. Like, was there a robbery in your house or something that happened? Let's keep your house safe and everything, right? So, Jazakallah khair for sharing that. You know, there is, Rasulullah has told us that, you know, even some people steal from their prayer. Wow. So when you do like those ruku and sujood very fast, it's like, you know, we are stealing from the prayer. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So how many of us are ready for our Quran time and are ready to tell us which surah are we on? Which surah are we on? Okay, one tells me you are ready. Humaza, mashallah, Zayan Rizwan. Excellent. The first one to type. So alhamdulillah, I'm going to give your hand some rest from typing here, inshallah. And let us focus and let us benefit from Surah Humaza. Now I want to have a very interesting conversation towards the end. And you guys are going to be telling me about how do you relate to this Surah in your life. Okay, so listen carefully, take notes, and benefit from this character Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us in Surah Humaza, and we need to try to be not like this person. A big, big no. We don't want to be like this person. We talked about the first four ayahs. So let's quickly review by reciting together, inshallah, and then we will move on to the next ayahs, do the word by word meaning, and then we will have a discussion around it. Sounds good? Okay, let's get started. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You can recite at your end. I'm gonna go to the meaning. I seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan, the rejected. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. No matter what we are doing, let's ask Allah, Allah give us the capability that we are able to say Bismillah before everything, because it definitely brings barakah in our life. And Alhamdulillah, that whenever we hear some whispers or we want some more focus, then take protection by saying the ta'awuz. We did these verses together, so I'm going to recite at my end. You can recite along at your end. Recheck on the meaning that you have written down, inshallah. Okay? وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe to every fault-finding backbiter. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. Who collects wealth and continuously counts it. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. Thinking they will make him live forever. كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. Now this is a new ayah for us today. Wa and ma. What? أَدْرَاكَ will make you know. You will see this chunk in many surahs. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةِ. You will see it in different places. So وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ means, and what do you know? Right? Ma, what? Al-hutama, what is the crusher? Narullahi al-muqadah. Nar, fire. Allah is Allah. Al-muqadah, which is kindled, which is ignited. SubhanAllah. It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled. Okay, the fire of this dunya is so strong, it's so like it burns so much. You know, ever try putting a finger on top of a flame, you will see how much heat it is. And the fire of the hereafter is 70 times more intense. So what is hutama? Hutama is fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is eternally fueled. Okay, let me hear these two verses recited by you. So I'm going to recite and then you all recite these two verses, okay? وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة. Your turn.
أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي
الحمد لله. You know what, Dave, you see this stretch mark here? This is known as mud. So you can keep the count in your recitation how much you like. You can keep it, you know, there's details about it. But definitely pay attention to every harakah, every detail. And inshallah, after the class, when you prepare for your homework submission, try to listen with the qari. So you have many apps, and I will ask you in a little while what apps do you use. And you can listen with the qari, and then you can submit the best recitation that you are able to do following the directions there. Okay? Inshallah. So let's go to the last two verses. الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. الَّتِي, which, تَطَّلِعُ. There is a ta and then there is a ta. Both are different. Ta is a light letter. Ta is a heavy letter. And ayn is a light letter. Okay? So tatwaliu, he mounts up. Ala, up on. Al-afida, which is the heart. Fa'ad is like a heart. So this fire, it will raise over people's hearts. It's so intense. Verse number 7, the verse number 8. Innaha alayhim mu'fada. Innaha, you see this W sign, which means you're going to give some timings here. So you're not going to say innaha, you're going to give some timings. Innaha alayhim mu'fada. Okay, same here. You're going to give some timing at the meme also. So indeed it, alayhim, will be upon them, mu'fada, closed over. Have you ever seen, like, you know, when mommy is cooking, so she stirs something is in the pot and she makes it, and when she wants it to be really get good, well done, so she covers the pot with the lid so that the heat can reach to all the sides very nicely and evenly. Imagine this fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will raise our people's heart, and it will be closed over on top. Like, Allah protect us that we don't have to witness this at all. This is really scary, okay? So, let's, your turn, I'm going to recite, and then you will recite, okay? Allati tattali'u 'alal af'ida, innaha 'alayhim mu'fada. MashaAllah, so proud of your trying, MashaAllah. You know what? If a person fumbles and recites by, you know, like getting stuck, they get even double rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never be shy and try your best. Whichever word you can say it, just try your best, okay? And those who are reciting fluently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have fast flying angels with you. And I hope everybody wants to be with a fast flying angel, right? I really want to be with fast flying angels on the Day of Judgment. So the last verse for this is verse number 9. Fi amadim mumaddada. Fi is in. No matter where you see in the Quran this word fi, it's like in. Right now you are in the classroom, right? So fi is in. Ahmad in, it's same as some people's name is Imad. So Ahmad means column, okay? And like a pillar. So that's like the meaning of Ahmad. And Mumaddada, it's same thing as is Ahmad, which I just said, you stretch it a little bit. So Mumaddada is extended. So now visualize this fire. It's as if like these huge, gigantic columns which are extended, and the fire is blazing from the bottom and it's reaching up to people's hearts, and then it's closed on the top. Oof, it's a very severe, intensive, like an oven in which people will be roasted. Why? Because they were doing what? I will open the chat box and let's see. What was the crime they were doing? And gonna give you a clue. It's in the verse number 1 and it's verse number 2. And some detail in verse number 3. Number 1, very good. They were doing guna, which was number 1 was backbiting specifically. Following shaitan, yes, like, but they were specific things. Not idol worship here. Okay. Backslanderers. Very good, Habib. Okay, Habib, and I think Laika wrote it there too. Very good. Yes. So that was Humaza and Lumaza. And as I told you earlier, the scholars tell us that this is very interchangeable, these words. Okay, let me have you all recite this last ayah first before we talk about the lesson. So the last I'm going to repeat it and you repeat it. You say it. Fi amadim mumaddada. Your turn.
Fi amadim mumaddada.
Notice you're going to give it a little bit more timing when you're connecting to the meem shadda, okay? That's called gunna, and you're going to do a gunna there. Yes. So lying, stealing, backbiting, wealth, and selfishness. That's so true. So these are a couple of the names for the explanation of the word humaza and lumaza. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us from slandering and rebuking others. So the scholars say that they are qareebul ma'na, which means that humaza and lumaza are very close to the meaning. So humaza, like one is like, you know, doing something bad in front of somebody, like, you know, like calling somebody bad name and making eyes and, you know, saying weird stuff, even by your body action. Sometimes you don't say it, but your actions can be very condescending. Okay, and the lumaza is like, the other one is like, you know, when doing something on the back, just like backbiting. Anybody knows how bad is backbiting? How bad it is when you backbite somebody? What is it like? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely does not like people who collect the wealth and they don't spend it. Okay, so it's really, really sad. So you're going to write in your notes, okay? So backbiting is, Rasulullah told us, is as if you are eating the meat of your dead brother. That's so bad. Would anybody of us like to eat the meat of our dead brother? No, right? We don't want to do that. And especially think about in Ramadan, we are fasting. So if you see by any chance somebody talking about somebody as the bad, then what do me and you have to do? We have to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. And if you are able to start saying something good about that person, start reminding your family, have some keywords in your family that no, we are not going to talk about somebody. We are not going to break our fast by eating, you know, dead bodies, dead brother, right? So how many of us can stay away from slandering and saying bad? Go ahead and type one. If yes, I will try my best that I don't say anything bad and I don't slander and I don't do backbites. Alhamdulillah, that's level one. And the option number two is that you're going to help others also, you know, come on that level, right? So if your brother or your mother or your father or something happened at the workplace or something, yes, if you need to talk about it, but just remove the name. Think about why we are talking about it, okay? And those people who are keeping their wealth, they're not giving, like, you know what? This today we live in an era of banking and capitalism. They tell you to invest more and keep more and more and more and more. And Allah tells a believer that even if you have a plant in your hand and it is a day of judgment, then go ahead and plant it. Just go ahead and give it. It's like a concept of dying empty. It's like a concept of, you know, the more you give, the more you get. So a believer's way of thinking is like, even, you know, or the companions, what they would do is if they had something, they will give it out. They will empty their, you know, they empty their places and they'll just give it out in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were not hoarders. But today we live in a world in which people are told to keep on counting, keep on increasing their own wealth. So be it your knowledge, be it your wealth, be it, you know, your any blessing that Allah has given you, the more you will share, the more Allah will put barakah in it. And there's severe punishment on the other route. So please note that down. And hutama, we learned a lot of details on this description. Let's make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't want to see hutama at all. Right? We don't even want to see it. So when things like this, I usually typically I'm like, oh, I don't want to even know the details. I don't want to even go cross by clothes also. So no more backbiting, no more fault finding. If you are sitting in my class here, okay, you're not saying to the other student also like, stop saying this. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to be a very refined person from now on. You are going to be a very changed person. You're not sent in this world to find people's fault. Or are you? What do you think? Lock your answers. Are you in this world to find people's fault? That's option number one. Or are you in this world to be a better person and go back to a Jannah? Which one do you think? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Excellent. And when you type, you only type once because I can read. You don't have to tell me twice, right? So just like when mommy asks you, how are you doing? You can say Alhamdulillah in a nice voice. You don't have to shout. You don't have to keep saying Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. No, you don't do that, right? So you become very nice people so that I can start trusting you. I can keep my chat open. I can keep talking to you. And maybe, who knows, 15, 20 years from now, I meet you somewhere and you tell me, like, Sister Maria, oh, mashallah, I became this person and I learned the manners very well. So let's take a minute and let's see some actions. And I want you to write in your notebook that I am not going to be a person like this, okay? So let's see. If I need to say something about somebody, am I going to tell the truthful or lie? Right? So backbiting is even if you're telling something that person has in it, but you can't say it in front of him. You're saying behind his back, that is very wrong. Okay. And then bullying, slandering somebody, bringing them down, making them feel very low, right? With your words, like cut it out. What? And things like that. Blaming others, hitting others, right? Taking it even to the physical form. And like, alladhi jama'a ma'ala wa'adada, they have their things and they think they are going to stay with them forever. And they just have this mindset of mine, this is mine. I can't give it to you. I can't share. So no more mine. right? Alhamdulillah, we know that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go ahead and type one lesson that you took for yourself from Surah Humazah in the chat box right now. Yeah, like that, we are not going to again find fault with anybody. We make silently dua for them, and inshallah, we are going to only change ourselves. We will only correct our own self, and for the rest of us, we are going to educate them, okay? So you're not typing once, you are typing a lesson that you took away from Surah Humazah. So very good, mashallah, Aman, that, yes, very nice. And everybody should be treated equal. I'm going to read them, but get ready. Go ahead, type one lesson, and get ready for Seerah, a practical lifestyle, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived. And JazakAllah khair for Sister Shaheen, mashallah, teaching us so nicely how we can apply this and be like a great role model. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Shaheen.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Jayan. Yes, alhamdulillah, JazakAllah khairan kathira. It was indeed a beautiful learning session. Inshallah, before we continue to the awesome, wonderful kids, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone doing? Alhamdulillah. I really like the point and what we learn. This is a lot more than us planning, but how everything that we learn is interconnected. And the topic about backbiting and the topic about how we fault finding, it's so true that knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, we end up doing it. And the best example of this is, I really liked how Sister Javeria was emphasizing that how in this class we are supposed to be. And especially I connected the dots by thinking, oh, after class, do we say, someone in my class did that. Someone in my class wrote that, right? So those are the things that we have to avoid. Why? Because they are silent killers. And they are silent crawling off, backbiting. Oh, is my voice not there? Alhamdulillah. Just type one if the voice is okay. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khairan kathira to the girls, and Jazakallahu khairan kathira to the boys, and then Jazakumullahu khairan kathira to everyone. Inshallah. So let's continue. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Inshallah, we start with our du'as. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqadatan min lisani yafqahum qawli. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khayr. We send salawat on our dearest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. So the today's topic that we are going to do in Seerah is very interesting. It's alhamdulillah related to the surah section that we did. And what is this topic? The teachings of Islam. And like how we did in the surah, that Islam definitely allows us to control the backbiting, right? Islam tells us not to backbite, not to fall fine, not to be abusive in your language, in our actions, and at the same time we have certain things that we are expected to do. Before we continue, I would request everyone to be extra careful that the cameras don't get on until it is asked for, okay, so that it doesn't distract, it doesn't create distraction. And yes, all those who are trying to switch on the cameras and show us themselves, alhamdulillah, Jazakallahu khair, but now please be careful and stop it. Inshallah. So we continue. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. The teachings of Islam. And as we learned before, what are the basic teachings of Islam? The first and the most important teaching of Islam is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Right, that I testify there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. What are these testimonies? Right, why do we give this testimony? Why is this the first and the most important teaching of Islam? Because Islam starts by what? By submitting one's will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like yesterday we did. How we submit our will, the believer is the one, a Muslim is the one who submits their will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that is the first and the foremost thing that we testify, we submit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God. There is no other God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Continuing, the next was what? Acknowledging the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important teaching of Islam. The most emphasized aspect of Allah in Islam and its unity. That means if we all are having the same thought, we all are having the same aspect, we all are having the same focus of our life, that is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one and we are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who deny Allah's oneness and associate others with him, that is called shirk, is the biggest sin in Islam. What is shirk? It's associating something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes in the name of Islam. That how we associate partners, and like it could be many things. It could be going to the shrines, it could be asking to other gods except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we learned before that back in that time they used to do idol worshipping, and these are all the kinds of shirk. But then there are certain kind of shirk, certain kind of small shirk that crawls in ourselves and we don't even realize. And for example, it's the time for salah. We are watching or we are playing a game and we are doing something, whatever it could be, or we are sleeping. And it is a reminder that Salah time is on. Come, let's pray. And one time reminder, yeah. And then especially if it is Dhuhr, Asr, Isha, those Salah times which have long timings. And yeah, after a while, I'm doing something. After a while, I'm sleeping right now. After a while, once I finish this game. And these are all the excuses that we give to delay our salah. And salah is the most important thing. It's that aspect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really likes. And we are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are actually praying. And whatever we are doing it, we are kind to give that thing, that task, or that game, or our sleep, whatever it is, more important than going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah. And so it's what? It's like we are giving importance to someone else, something else, a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our priority. Salah is our priority. And so shirk is the biggest sin in Islam. And the next is, he is the one and only creator of the whole universe. Nothing can occur in it without his knowledge and his consent. And so with that, the Big Bang Theory and what all the scientific explanations people are trying to portray, whatever it is. For us as a believer, what is the basic? What is the bottom line that we have to accept? That the only creator of the whole universe, not just the world, not just the earth, not just this one planet, not just this galaxy or this Milky Way, or we name it and it goes beyond that. And now the researchers have advanced so much that there's so many more galaxies, and then there's so many more Milky Ways, and so on and so forth. And so everything is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing happened without his knowledge. And even there's a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that even a leaf, like a dry dead leaf that is falling from the branch of a tree, and it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. Subhanallah. So nothing is out of his wishes. He knows everything. And the second most important teaching was that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest and the seal of all prophets. He was the last and the final messenger. No one else is coming as a messenger to this world anymore. Right? And for whom he was the messenger, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him for all the nations that are going to come. For all the mankind, for all over the world, be it any continent, any country, any city, any place. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger for the entire mankind, for all the nations. And then the next teaching was that Islam also teaches to stay away from the wrong and follow the right, even if the right path looks tough. This is the most crucial and difficult part. It's very easy that, alhamdulillah, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We agree that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger. But when it comes to following the truth, we sort of tend to weaken out. Like yesterday, we did the story of the first martyrs, Sumayya and Yasir, radiallahu anhumah. And what was common about them? It was that they were the slaves, and they were so much tortured that they ended up leaving this world. They died because of the torture, but still, what was in their heart and what was on their tongue? The truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only Allah. It's the only God. And nowadays, it's so difficult. A little bit threshold comes in, we just tend to set back. We just tend to go back saying, oh no, it's very difficult. Oh no, it's not possible. Oh, nowadays this is not acceptable. It's difficult. And why it's difficult? Because there's somewhere something is leaking in our faith. We're not yet strong to believe that no matter what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for me. It is mentioned in Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, in Ayah 110, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَأْفُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Enjoining what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. These are the three action items a believer is supposed to do. Enjoying what is right. Of course, we all enjoy what is right. And like Sister Javeria just now mentioned that once if we stop doing backbiting, we stop finding faults, we stop complaining, the life is going to become so easy. Why? Because we get into that autopilot mode. We get out of that controlling mode and we let it go and we leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it gets to that autopilot mode, it's like, it's the free flowing, it's the smoothness. And how does that smoothness come? It only comes that when we say, okay, this is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is right, and we took action for it. And watanhauna anil munkar, stopping from something which is wrong. We see someone is lying, we see someone is cheating, we see someone is backbiting. How is our reaction going to be? No, you're not supposed to do that. Or we are believers. We do the good things. We invite others towards the goodness in nice and kind way, in the appropriate manner. Not by slandering, not by hating, not by being abusive. In a nice, polite way. And again, what is a believer's duty? It's just to convey, not to convince. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is your job to convey. Our job is to convey. This is right, this is wrong. You believe it, it's alhamdulillah, amazing. We'll enjoy Jannah together. You don't want to believe it? Again, it's your choice, your deeds, your actions. So it is that we do it in a nice way. And then the third is, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. A believer believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the three things, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, enjoining what is right, وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, forbidding what is wrong or what is evil, and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next is one of the other most important teaching of Islam in the Meccan period was the belief on the Day of Judgment that everyone is going to be answerable for their own deeds. Whatever I do today, I am going to be answerable. No one is going to come and intercede on my behalf. No one is going to come and try to save me. Only and only my words, my actions of this world today will save me. One of the most emphasized belief in the Quran is the belief in the Day of Judgment. According to the Quran, on the Day of Judgment, this entire universe will come to an end. The entire universe, all the galaxies, all the Milky Ways, everything is going to come to an end. And the dead will be resurrected. And imagine, what's the number of the dead people? Right, starting from Adam alayhi salam, until to the last person facing living on this face of earth. Every single human being, and right now the world population is in billions, right? It's in billions and trillions. And imagine how many generations before us passed, how many more will come, inshallah. And so everyone will be resurrected. Their deeds will be judged and they will be rewarded accordingly. So this was a very important teaching of Islam, that you do good here and you reap the fruits here also, as well as in the next. If you do not do good, then the consequences will be faced. And so with that, those with good records will earn Jannah, while those with bad deeds will be punished in Jahannam. There's only two things. It's either Jannah or it's not Jannah. There's no other third option. There's no that middle gray area. There's no middle path. No intercession will be accepted and each soul will be rewarded according to what it earns. It's so easy in this world that when someone is facing any consequences, someone is facing any punishment, there's a lot of option to try to save someone, to try to go and intercede on their behalf, or you know, to convince that, okay, now they'll change their actions, they'll be fine, whatever. But on the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And it says that even there's a strong narration which says that even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have to wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him to intercede. And then there's a lot of different narrations, a lot of different learnings that go beyond it, that for whom it will be accepted and not. But in general, and the most beautiful reminder Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give to his own family, to his own daughters, to his own aunts, that wake up. He would wake them up in the night for the night salah, that is for the tahajjud, then he would tell them, wake up, pray for yourself, do your own ibadah. I will not be there to save you. Your actions and your words will only save you. So imagine he himself saying that to his own family, that you have to work for yourself, then how much we need to do. And so only and only the good will make us go to the Jannah. And the last is, Islam also teaches us to have patience. Sabr. Sabrun jameel. Right? It says in Quran that have patience, and why patience is beautiful. And imagine, just take the scenario in your mind that there was some heated argument going on and you couldn't just keep it down. Even though you had few points to share, you knew that you had to do sabr, but you just ended up not doing sabr, not having patience, and probably argued back or fought or whatever. And then after a while you realize. Now when you realize, you're like, oh, if I would have waited just that 1 or 2 minutes, I would have just kept myself calm for that 1 or 2 minutes, the whole situation would not have been ignited so much. And then there's a gift. But then now what? It's already done. The time is gone. So we have to try to have patience when the right time strikes, when there's the first minute of striking, the first session of the attack by shaitan saying, no, 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 don't give up. You can say this. You can do this. You can behave like this. You can throw a fit. You can whine. You can complain. Those are the whispers of shaitan. And on that, we have to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I can calm down for a minute. And the best way to practice patience is what? If you're really angry or upset or you want to complain, change your positions. When you're angry, change your positions, right? Try to go make wudu. Go make fresh wudu with whatever temperature of water you like. And that will calm you down. And try to drink water. Walk out of that room. If you really cannot practice patience right away, try to avoid that space. Try to avoid that spot. Try to move on. Try to go to some other room. Try to do something else. If you're sitting, try to sleep. If you're sleeping, stand up. Change your position. Work on yourself. Remember this thing, that I have to have patience. I have to have patience. And you know, the most beautiful patience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, it's the one which happens right on the first strike. Say someone scolded you, or there was a complaint and your parents were not happy about it. And then at that first strike, being calm, being quiet, and saying in our heart and telling, trying to convey it to our parents that I am sorry, I'll be more cautious, I will be more careful. And the patience on the first strike is what is something that a believer has to practice. A believer needs to bring it into action. And the second thing is the patience that after we do everything, we try to throw all our fits and we try to complain and everything, and when the control is out of our hands, when that controlling mode is gone, then we say, okay, fine, now whatever I will do, patience is like the boat has sailed. Okay? So try to have patience on the first strike. And the best is change the position, walk out, move on. And the last thing is the most important teaching that the people of Makkah didn't like was there's no God but Allah. They were not ready to let go of their ideal worshipping. For them, it was like, there's nothing in front of us. How are we going to worship? They were not able to adapt to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one and there's no need, ideal needed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. No one. Yes, no one is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no mother, father, and he has no daughter or son. So this was the most important teaching. And subhanAllah, we know this surah beautifully and we might be reciting it in every single salah, which is Qul huwallahu ahad. And it talks about the exact same concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one, no parents, no children, nothing. The whole world is created by him. And the last thing is that the lessons we have learned, no shirk, no associating anything, especially when it's time to make a salah, when we are making any dua, when we want anything, everything has to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our priority. The second is have the courage to invite towards good and forbid from evil. That's the least, that even if we cannot say it, even if we cannot word it out, the least is we find it wrong in our hearts. We say it, oh Allah, this is something wrong. Please guide them. Please put it in their heart that whatever they are doing is wrong. And if we have the capacity, if we have the ability to share it, to word it very nicely, very politely, very gently, very humbly. I'm going to be answerable for my deeds and actions. Am I careful? No one is going to intercede. I got all the instructions. I got all the action plan. I got all the material I needed to behave. But what was my reaction? How did I took it? Did I implement it or did I ignore it? And then the last is practice patience. Inshallah. So these were the beautiful learnings that were taught at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Makkah time, in the early Makkah era. Alhamdulillah, it was, it's a really beautiful motivational reminder. Sister Aisha is also with us. Alhamdulillah, and I will go ahead and open the chat. So if there's anything anyone want to write or share, then please go ahead and do it. Inshallah, we will continue with Sister Aisha and see what beautiful reminders we have for ourselves for the month of Ramadan, which is coming. Who all are excited for Ramadan? Go ahead and type one. For everyone who is excited for Ramadan, oh, mashallah, alhamdulillah. So it could be tonight or tomorrow night, right? Tonight it could be the first Taraweeh or tomorrow, depending on the country, on the place, on the masajid you follow. So remember everyone in your du'as. Inshallah, we will continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And dear sister Aisha.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So how are all of you doing, my dear friends? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ahmed Mustafa, you want to say
salam? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Can we have a reminder of the slide that we had last time where we were talking about, Ahmed, do you remember? What were we talking about last time? Remember we were talking about that we are made up of two things? What are we really made up of?
We are made up of clay and we are made up of nur.
And we are made up of nur. So what does this outer shell or clay want?
It wants all the things in the dunya because it is from the dunya. Like it wants to play, like it wants video games, it wants food, it wants TV, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff, yeah. Which is all present here on this earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then what is this inner thing in us that wants?
It wants Quran, it wants us to believe in Allah, it wants us to pray because it's from the sky, it's from the seventh heaven, like that's where it is, and like it wants to have some type of connection to there.
So what is the best connection for the soul with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we really connect the soul with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Quran.
And so what do you think, why is Ramadan so important? What is the importance of Ramadan?
The importance of Ramadan is that it helps our soul because we already have these 11 months where we can satisfy our outer shell, And we barely ever managed to give some treats to our soul. So this month is just a reservation for our soul. So we pray Quran, we read the Quran, we do stuff that helps the soul.
Alhamdulillah, you're so right. Alhamdulillah, and that's the purpose of Ramadan. So when we're going to help our soul, what is something that we need to cut down so that we can help our soul become stronger? Because remember, like you said, in the Latin, all those 11 months, we are making our outer shell stronger. And we really not pay attention to our inner self that much because we don't have time. And why don't we have time? Because we are all the time busy in?
In video games and the stuff that the outer shell is. In these things of the dunya.
In the things of the dunya. So what is that thing that will actually help us, the outer shell? What do we need to cut down on so that we make our inner soul stronger?
We need to cut down on all like TV, video games, food. Like that's why we fast. Like that's why we fast.
Alhamdulillah. So now you see the connection of your song. You know, the fasting or what is fasting? What is psalm? It means to abstain yourself from something, to stop yourself from something, right? So that is actually the connection between the Ramadan, the Quran, and the fasting. So Ramadan is the month of Quran. And why we have Quran? To make our inner soul stronger and make that connection stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to make that thing stronger, we need to cut down what our outer body needs.
Yes.
And how can we do that?
We can fast.
By fasting, exactly. And that's why this month of Ramadan is the month of Quran and the month of fasting. Now the beautiful thing about fasting, Ahmed Mustafa, I want to tell you. The other day I was actually reading in Surah Al-Baqarah, and you know the ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah were saying that the psalm is actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this fasting is actually for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fasting is for who? The fasting is for
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing that the Quran said, and this is how it was explaining, that fasting is equivalent to taqwa. So what is taqwa, Amin Mustafa? Why do you think fasting is equivalent to taqwa?
Taqwa is when we restrain ourselves from doing these haram things like eating meat that hasn't been slaughtered with the name of Allah, doing bad stuff.
All okay. So abstaining yourself from all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said not to do. Right. So don't you think that while we are fasting, we are abstaining ourselves from haram or halal?
Well, when we're fasting, we're like abstaining ourselves from halal.
From halal thing, right? Because haram, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said not to do the haram thing. But during fasting and during sawm, we are actually abstaining ourselves from
halal
things. So doesn't that make us even stronger?
Yeah.
So when we actually abstain ourselves from things that are actually allowed in Islam, would that not help us abstain ourselves from things that are not allowed?
No.
Won't it make it easier for you to stop from things that are not allowed?
Yes.
So Ramadan actually helps us and gives us what?
It gives
taqwa, right? So if somebody asks you why is fasting is so important, because fasting is equivalent to?
Because fasting is equivalent to
taqwa. And then taqwa, what does taqwa do? Does it make your life easier or difficult?
It depends on how you look at it, really, but I think it makes your life easier.
It makes your life easier.
Because you don't have to struggle with drugs or all that, because what Allah has prohibited, He does it for a reason, because it's actually bad for us.
Absolutely. So when we actually abstain from things that are prohibited, it actually increases our taqwa. And taqwa actually does what? It makes our life easier. So that's why all these things are interconnected. Let me give you a very quick example of, I was actually reflecting on the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Emin Mustafa, do you remember what happened at the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam? What did happen when he reached at the brink of Red Sea?
So the people who were following him, they were like, on one side there's the enemy, and on one side there's like DC. So how are we gonna survive? We're gonna get killed for sure. But then Musa, he struck his staff down and the Red Sea is split in half and there was a clear path for them to go. It was that by the time Pharaoh reached it, the path closed and his whole arm drowned.
Subhanaka Rabbi. Now let me kind of connect this story, Ahmed Mustafa, because I was thinking about it this morning and I thought I'm going to connect the story with what we are actually doing right now. So I was thinking that this Red Sea is actually the sea which we call as desires, all the things that you love, right, in this world. So you can think of Red Sea equivalent to your food, your games, your, you know, all kind of recreation, fun, music, movies, whatever you want to call it. For some people it's that, for some people it's even more than that. And then the enemy is Firaun, right?
Yeah.
So that Firaun, you can put Firaun as equivalent to, let's say, Shaitan, Satan. Right? So the Satan is there. It's all the time in us, and of course it's around us, it's always whispering and it's doing all that. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when he comes on the brink of Red Sea, he has this staff, right? So that staff is like your soul. It's like your inner soul. So that staff needs to be strong. How that staff or that soul is going to be strong? If you will do what Sister Shaheen and Sister Javeria were saying, remember how they were talking about La ilaha illallah, right? That believing in Allah, not doing shirk, doing the right thing, forbidding what is wrong, enjoying what is right, all those things that they were reminding you, that sword is that soul. Because your soul is going to get stronger when you are stronger in La ilaha illallah, which means when you don't do shirk, this sword becomes stronger. So if you want to really pass the sea of desires, which is all the time, you know, ready to engulf you, because you will drown otherwise in the sea if you don't pay attention. If you want to go on the other side, so the other side, just let's assume it's paradise. So to go to paradise, you need to be able to pass the sea. And you can only pass the sea if you have a strong staff that Hazrat Musa had. And this strong staff that you have is actually your inner soul. And how can you make your inner soul stronger? By actually practicing La ilaha illallah in your life. And how do you practice La ilaha illallah in your life? By teaching, by actually obeying the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where are the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the Quran. So if you want to pass, so what you will do, you will strike the sea of desires with the staff, which is your inner soul, which is getting stronger with La ilaha illallah, with doing the right thing. It will give you that strength that when you strike it on that sea, which is so strong, which can drown anybody, a path will open for you. Allah will open a path for you. And that path will take you to the other side, which is paradise, which is Jannah. And what will happen? When Shaitan, which is equivalent to Fir'aun, when he will try to come and try to, you know, catch you, what will happen? He will drown in that
sea of desires.
He will drown in that sea of desires. But you will not. Allah will help you pass and make and actually walk on that path that can take you to the other side. So my dear friends, and Ahmed Mustafa, and for myself, if we really want to go to that other side, which is Jannah, remember the story of Hazrat Musa. He was able to pass that strong sea, and Allah made this path only because he believed in Allah, only because he was very strong in La ilaha illallah. So that, exactly, the taqwa, that's where you're absolutely right, Ahmed Mustafa. So that staff is like what?
Our soul.
And what is it like, the word that you just said?
Taqwa.
So we can become stronger if we make our staff stronger. And what is that staff? As we already said, is our soul, and is equivalent to taqwa, and is equivalent to la ilaha illallah, and is equivalent to Quran. So remember, my dear friends, this is going to be, tomorrow is inshallah ta'ala khair, hopefully Ramadan, first day. And remember, this is going to be the best Ramadan ever. Like we always say, like, you know, when children used to study some, listening to something really funny, they used to say, this is the best thing ever in the whole wide world. So it's going to be something like that, right? It's going to be the best Ramadan forever, inshallah, in your and my life, because Allah has given us this opportunity to actually sit with no distractions, not going anywhere, no more parties, no more iftar parties, no more this, no more that, no more anything. Just making that inner soul and your staff of Musa stronger. So inshallah, with that, please keep us in your dua. Let's pray that may Allah make this Ramadan the most beautiful Ramadan of Quran for you and me and for us. And inshallah, Ahmed Mustafa, are you going to help me memorize few surahs of the Quran?
I want some pay for that.
You want some pay for that? Inshallah. I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay you immensely in dunya and akhirah for that. Inshallah.
Sounds good.
Okay, sounds. So there we go with our deen. All right. With that, we'll just make our dua. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاك الله خير وأحسن الجزاء may Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept all the efforts and yes may Allah سبحانه وتعالى make Ramadan a very very beneficial month for all of us to come more closer to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. How many of us have decorated our houses to welcome Ramadan? Go ahead and type one if you have decorated your houses. They are telling yes you have. If you want to share any detail, you can inshallah. And those who will inshallah decorate, let's get some inspiration from our friends, those who have typed one. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fi. Share some ideas. You can write some ideas for your friends. How can you decorate from your food table to your gathering area to your salah place? So you can definitely, yes, I have thought of made moons and stars and lanterns. Excellent. Ramadan banners. Very nice. I personally, you know, did what? We had some beautiful program last year and we had a book in which we had 30 days of du'as and reminders. So I brought those out, I decorated the house, we put on some nice things there that we're going to unbox every day also and get reminders, set up some games, and those books are ready for us so that every day we can have a time in which we're going to read together. Right, alhamdulillah, and we had to set up a schedule so that, you know, in our house we can still have Taraweeh and everything can go as planned, alhamdulillah. Okay, you don't have a color printer? No problem. You can color black and white and then you can, inshallah, color that in, okay? So, jazakallah khair once again for a reminder of that. And pillars of Iman, right? So, how many pillars of Iman have we done? What were we doing yesterday? Go ahead and write. Alhamdulillah, the pillars of Iman was about prophets, okay? Now I need to give you a pause for a minute and I need to remind to you. We did four pillars already and today we did Surah Humazah, okay? If you were in my on-site class, if you were sitting right in front of me, I would be setting up some parent-teacher conferences, you know, and I would like to talk to you in person because some of you are incredible, mashallah. I learned so much from you and I really appreciate the manners and things and how you take in everything and you absorb everything so nicely, okay? Some of my friends need some reminders, right? They still need some reminders. Either way, whichever side you are at, if you're just learning these things just for knowledge and we're not going to apply them, it's not going to be the beneficial thing for us, okay? So if I say knowledge demands, you are going to say action. Are you ready? So I'm going to say knowledge demands and all of you will say action. Sounds good? Easy? Okay, one, two, three. Knowledge demands.
Action.
Excellent. Okay. Some of my friends are very alert. So let's see. Your voice is also going to be recorded and it will be there on the recording website also. So you'll enjoy hearing yourself. So no shouting, but you're going to say very nicely. I'm going to say knowledge demands. You know what? Let me write it for some of the friends who are visually, they like something to see visually, okay? So I'm going to write here, knowledge, demands, and then this is your part when you say action, okay? And you can say this very nicely, like action, okay? One, two, and three. Knowledge, demands.
Action.
Now the action can be good or the action can be bad. It's very tricky, right? Some people, even after studying Surah Humazah, they would still go ahead and try to keep on finding faults with others. While some of us, we will realize and we will correct ourselves. So I was really proud of some of my friends and all that you do. Mashallah, I'm like so proud of you. I wanted to share some gems that the Ramadan kids shared. So when I read what you have written, you know what? Every action, every single letter that you type goes out in this universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I may have picked up some things from here, but you will find each and every word that you have typed, each and every word that you have said, each and every thought that is there, you will find it with Allah. So look at that. It's really amazing what Asher was telling us in the beginning. If you are not feeling well, Allah said you don't have to fast. Zasha reminded us, let's not use bad words in the time of Ramadan. Have a good Ramadan. Samia Enver said that money can't save you. Zasha said, I learned not to backbite. And Zayan said, don't lie and backbite. No more backbiting, right? Aman said, don't find fault from others. Hadia said, even if we say everything in the world, we can't count the blessing of Allah because there's so many. Okay, and Muhammad Habib said not to be fault-finding. And Mehnaz Akbar told us that everyone should be treated equal. I love what everybody of you typed, but there was a highlight here. And this was right here when I was reading Zasha's comment. I am sorry of whatever wrong thing I did. Zasha, can you raise your hand? I want to talk to you. You raise your hand and then we can have a little talk. So this was so beautiful. It just melted my heart. SubhanAllah. When I see somebody scribbling on the class, annotate, or you know what, I'm going to allow you to annotate right now, and you are going to give some stars to whichever comment you like, okay? So, and let me show you how you're going to give stars. When you will, those who know how to use the annotate feature, when you have it, you have right here, which is called a stamp. So you pick up that star, you can give a star on the dua, you can go and pick and give stars to any other person, okay? So go ahead and do that, and Zasha, you are hearing me, you can raise your hand. And you know, I liked so much about this, that, you know, when we accept that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to correct myself, I need to improve, then it's so beautiful. Even as your teacher, I felt so happy about this. Okay, don't make a star with a pen, friend. Make a star with the stamp. That way our screen would look nicer, right? If you are in my on-site classroom, I will tell you like how we make things pretty. So erase that and put stars. MashaAllah, beautiful. All those golden stars, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you rising stars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the leaders of the righteous. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So just imagine how much Allah loves you. When you sincerely raise your hands and you sincerely tell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am not going to write any more bad stuff in the chat box. I am not anymore going to do useless stuff. I'm going to use my time very wisely, right? Just like the teacher is telling you that not draw a star with a pen. And some of the friends are still typing, right? So how sad is that? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not watching? What do you think? So all my those friends who are still, you know, not listening, this blue star here, and everything is being recorded. So it's very easy for all of us to visualize what choices we are making, right? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us make very smart, smart, smart choices, right? And you see some friends, how do they act? That's exactly, I like you to see it. Why? Because when you will go in your real life, when you actually get up from this class and you're back in your real life, you will see this happening. You know, you're writing be kind and you're not kind yourself. How sad is that, Rehan? I need you to type here. I told only stars here. So that comment could have gone in the chat box, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us again and again, and it's a very beautiful reminder for all of us that it's a choice that we make, okay? Just like that, maybe you will come across people in life who will not make smart choices. So are you going to become grumpy? Are you going to say things that stop or do this or do that? No. My students, our students, are going to become very calm and relaxed people. They will see people doing nice stuff, and they will say, MashaAllah. And they will see people doing wrong stuff, and they will make dua for them. Okay? So number one thing, make dua for them. Number two, if you're able to talk to that person, then correct that person. I love the way how my skin screen looks much better. Much better, right? I still have a rhombus there that somebody drew, and we are still going to make a dua for that person. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, right? So alhamdulillah. So smart friends are very smart. They follow directions, right? Directions of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who? Of the directions given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you, MashaAllah. Amazing. So you love these friends, those who wrote nice things, and they, you know, that got picked up today. Just like that, you have no idea which good deeds will be picked up on the day of judgment, right? So MashaAllah. And then I had one friend telling me that please ask them no cameras during the class time because his screen is small. And Alishma said a very beautiful word. She said, you know, how do I stop myself from posting? So JazakAllah khair for asking that question, Alishma, because this is something that we all go through, right? We know what is right. We know what is wrong. But still we end up doing something which is not right. You see, still in the chat box, people sometimes write useless stuff. Right? And subhanAllah, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing that those were able to follow and comply. So we ask Allah, how am I going to stop myself from posting useless stuff? How am I going to stop myself from wasting anybody's time? Is by becoming a strong believer. Right? And our option, and today, the pillar, the fourth pillar that we discussed in detail yesterday is about belief in the Prophet. Okay. Maryam Qureshi, I'm still here. So no need for saying that. It is absolutely not, you know, there's no problem. I wish that you were sitting in front of me and we could talk and chat and you can say what you need to say. And even right now, if somebody wants to say something, go ahead and raise your hand. We are in a friendly classroom. We can talk. And so there is no need for, you know, for saying those things like stop or do this. We need to be best and then inshallah leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how I want each one of you to be like this. This strong tree. No matter what the wind blows, no matter what happens, you stay very strong. So go ahead. Thank you, Maryam, for saying that. I really appreciate your being there. But alhamdulillah, when we're in a classroom, we are coming from so many families. We are so many people together. So it's fun to learn from each other. Okay. So alhamdulillah. Now, who is going to? No problem. Please don't say that. I am really proud of each one of you. And it's an absolute honor to be working with you. Okay? So go ahead and type one. Those who want to be strong trees, strong believers, just type one time one. It shows me, yes, I am going to be a strong believer. And type two, if you think, no, I'm going to be a weak believer. I'm going to still act like very funny and keep on disturbing people. That's kind of an attitude I'm going to have. I'm going to be a problem for my family and for any classroom that I go to. So that's going to be a two behavior. And let's revise. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. I am a strong believer when I believe in Allah, that no matter anybody is seeing or not, Allah is watching me, His angels are surrounding me, His books are there to guide me, and His messengers were sent for me. So in the last 1 minute, I'm just going to remind you about the 25 amazing prophets in the Quran, and I hope you are reading their stories, and Ramadan is a great month. If you want to pick one day every day for one prophet and discuss in your family, that could be a great idea. So you can plan out the story, find it, get it ready, and maybe at iftar time when your family is together eating, you can tell the family about the story of one prophet. How cool would that be, right? So you can tell at least 5 facts about that prophet. And at this time, go ahead. I have kind of, you know, because of some of us writing things, I'm going to give you a quick minute to go ahead and write anything that you remember about the prophets. And inshallah, then remind you for the, so go ahead and write if you want to write anything. Mohib, go ahead. You wanted to share something? Mohit? Friends, you can use the text prompt to write, okay? So you don't have to write in that. So then it will become easier for you to write. Okay, Mohit is not there. Nimra, any last comments from your side, sweetie?
I just wanted to say that I think I think we're a bit lucky this year that in Ramadan we're not gonna like be in school, because sometimes in school when like it's like time for lunch and you go to the lunchroom, everyone's like, oh, why are you not eating? And you're like, oh, I'm fasting. And they're like, what is fasting? And I'm like, it's confusing for you to understand.
That is so amazing. That's so true, Nimra. And it's exciting. This is, you know what? A believer always looks at the positives. So I'm so glad that you're looking at the positives, alhamdulillah, right? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us more stronger, that next time when we actually are in school and fasting, we become a reason of guidance for many, inshallah. Okay? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a reason of guidance for millions, and we'll be able to explain to them. There's very nice books, by the way, which are available on the fasting and Ramadan, and you can share it with our teachers, those who work with non-Muslim teachers. Let them know. Let them share the blessings of Ramadan. Tell them that, you know, Ramadan is coming, and even they can fast. It will be spiritually beneficial for them, even, you know, from grocery perspective and all that, those who even in the house. So alhamdulillah, some of you wrote something amazing. Some of them got books to guide us. Very good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim to slaughter his own son. That was a credible story. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of the prophets, very good and very nice. I know that Prophet Adam was the first man on earth. That is beautiful. So all those who write it and added valuable things there, mashallah. And all those who scribbled and thought it was a playing area for you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you grow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you more mature in our classrooms. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a reason of coolness of eyes for your families, inshallah. So a special, special thank you to all of you for being very active participants. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in your ilm and in your amal. And welcome Ramadan with very nice spirits. Next time we're gonna meet you in Ramadan. And send your dua for visiting the sick. Those Shamim, I hope you're feeling better today. After the class, if you're still here, do update me how you're feeling now. And Surah Humaza, completely we did it. So recite it with understanding, asking Allah that Allahumma la taj'alna minhum. Allah, do not make me a person like this who is Humaza or who is Lumaza, who is always just spending time finding faults of people. May Allah not make us of those. And tell 5 facts about Allah's messenger. I gave you an idea. Go ahead and do prophet story every day with your families and enjoy talking about them. It will be so amazing, right? Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much to you, mashallah, Laika. This is such a beautiful comment. You always make my heart so nice. So, and all those who, mashallah, who send me texts all the time. So may Allah accept it from all of us. A reminder, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. رَمَضَانَ كَرِيم to all of you, and inshallah see you next time in Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا